Flyam. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. KO4HKX. Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight, Walt. But I will hang around for the round table after the net. And it's good to hear you on the net again.
I ain't the only one in that group. But Patrick, you won the door prize tonight. You were number 50. Be sure and check in with David tomorrow night. He's the one that handles the door prizes. That was KO4HKX, Patrick up in Penrose. Yeah, like I've been saying, Patrick, man, I'm glad to get back on here. And tonight, it seems like the more I talk, the better I'm feeling. My throat gets itching, I have to start coughing. But thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick. Anybody else that goes to the hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control. And Patrick, I got you down for comment.
Net Control, please check in KK4HXP Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, KK4HXS, Earl and Travis Rest. Was that correct, Earl?
KK4HXB, Kilo 4, Hotel X-Ray Bravo.
Okay, sorry about that. I got you straightened out there. I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me. Glad to get you checked in tonight, Earl. There's a net show every night at 9 o'clock, different net control station each night. And each one of us will be happy to get you logged down in the book. It helps keep our numbers up. So thanks again, Earl. All right, looks like that takes care of that group. And we're going to open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in tonight. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo. That's W4MHE. Melvin, up here in Hendersonville. And also, please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Hope you're doing well, Walt. We'll be in and out tonight, 7-3.
It's Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Just check me in and out, Walt.
Control. In November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM. This is Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative, and great to hear you back, Walt. Been missing you. 73 is everybody on the net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. No traffic, no comment. And good to hear you, Walt. 73.
Sorry it took so long there, but I had to turn the page. I run out of numbers. But that's a good thing tonight. First, I had a KK4HXV at Earl over in Travelers Rest, and W4MHE Melvin up in Hendersonville. And he brings along his lovely wife, KZ4PAM, that's Miss Pam. Glad to get y'all checked in up there in Hendersonville, males. And then, KE4ZHF, that was Keith up in Columbus. And W4WHM, Bill, down in Hartwell. Yeah, Bill, I am glad to be back in here and on the net. Or either glad to be back in here and be on the radio. But my throat messed up. The only thing I could do when I did feel like getting on the radio was come down here and worked a little CW on the 80 and 40, but glad to get back on the phone bands. Appreciate you checking in tonight, Bill. And then KO4JKB, that's my friend Duncan up in Asheville. Glad to get you checked in, Duncan. Anybody else? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM, Renette Control. Looks like that's it for now. This is K4OIM, now securing the formal portion of the net. With my thanks for all that checked in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the legacy portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the right queues. So let me see who I got up first here. I believe it's my buddy John, KM4RJN, up there in Brown Summit. How you doing, buddy?
This is KN4RJ, and I'm doing all right. Walt, we had a pretty good Christmas. My daughter that lives up in Virginia came down to my daughter that lives down here and her spouse and grandkids, and we all got together and had dinner and did the present thing and all that kind of happiness. So things worked out real good. One of the things I got for Christmas was actually a flagpole, because I've got a bracket out on the front porch, but I don't have a pole. So I got the flagpole put up today and got my pirate flag on it, so everybody in the neighborhood knows there's a pirate living here, or at least a crazy guy. But other than that, things are going well. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio. Sorry to hear about your troubles there, but with your throat and all, but I'm glad we got that all worked out. What else is going on in your world? Any more news about your daughter that you didn't know anything about?
About an hour and a half, as quick as I got off the phone with her, I'd come down and turn the computer on, and there she was, two or three pages of emails, and sending me a lot of pictures of her and my 8-year-old granddaughter. And my daughter that I live with and my granddaughter, they are tickled to death that she finally found me. And John, it's like falling in love with a beautiful woman again. To have that girl call me daddy, and Olivia, my granddaughter's name is Olivia, she's 8, and she's calling me Papa. It's just a wonderful feeling, John.
This came for our Jan. Well, Walt, I'm just happy for you. I really am, and I'm glad that all came together for you. Speaking of beautiful women, that redhead with the pickup truck lived down the road there. You had any more dealings with her?
Her brother has come. He comes back down here and spends the winter time with her. Yeah, he's back, and when springtime gets here, he leaves and goes back up to Michigan. But the boy and girl lives next to her. I got a nice house there. It's one house up off the lake, two houses up off the lake. Got a nice home, but that boy and girl, they're young. I'd say they're in their 20s. They fight all the time. She's always throwing his clothes and everything out in the road. And they were separated about 2 weeks. They got back together back before Christmas. And Christmas night, I don't know what happened. I heard gunshots, and then next thing I know, here come EMS down there. And they down there about 5 minutes, and they left with somebody in the ambulance. And then she could come out and got in the car and left behind the ambulance, but the cops was never called. I don't know if she shot her old man or what the heck was going on. But it was on Christmas night. They fly it all the time down there. K4JN, K4OIM.
Just K4RJN. Well, I was going to say, if you know, I remember I told you, you know, that might be the woman for you, but maybe you dodged a bullet there. It's you did say she was a redhead, so maybe that wasn't such a good idea after all. But anyway, Walt, good to talk to you. I'm glad you're back on the air and glad you're feeling better. And just wanted to make sure that you're doing all right and you're still breathing, so I'm going to back on out of here. I know you got your a couple other rag shoes lined up, so I'll say 73s, and hope you had a good Christmas and Happy New Year, and y'all take care of yourself. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
You have a Happy New Year, too. Yeah, she's a redhead. I told you before, I've been married to two of them, and thank God I outlived both of them. And they ain't gonna be a third one. KN4JN, K4OIM. I'll be clear with you, John. Got up next year. KO4CS, Andrew, my neighbor Andrew, across the pond here. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Well, just seeing how you were doing, but sounds like you're doing a lot better tonight. I heard what you said you were going through. But, no, really didn't have any comments, so just figured I'd stay around, and that way if anybody else had any comments or whatnot. I know Alexander was talking about seeing if he might help me out with the radio. I figured I'd stick around.
And, he didn't say if he was going to stick around for the right cure or what, but I know he has questions about programming that radio. Doggone, I can't remember. It's called KO4ULP. Andrew, are you still around? K4OIM. I call him Andrew. I mean Alexander. When I talked to him earlier, he said his mom might not let him stay up that late, so he must have had to go to bed or either do his homework. He probably had to do his homework before he could get on the radio. I wish my grandson would take an interest in this. He ain't but six. I goofed up and bought him some walkie-talkies, and man, all he could do, he left one down here with me, and he'd run around the house and up through the woods. Papa, can you hear me now? He liked to drive me crazy with them things. So, you been doing any HF work lately?
Here and there, but not a ton. You know, we had to move everything around for Christmas, so I was on my backup radio, but tonight I got my 7300 back out, so it's finally nice to be able to see the waterfall on it. I was trying to get back into my Morse code. I did it so much, I kind of got burned out. And now I got to try to ease myself back into it. So, but other than that, no, that's about it.
Easy to get burned out learning that Morse code. Yeah, I had to do it a while, then I'd get away from it for a month or two, and then the bug would hit me again, and I'd get back in there and do it again. I've got a Cushcraft A3S tri-band antenna laying out here. I've had this thing for, I guess, 2 years and ain't never got it up. But I got it out the other day and put it out there on my grandson's trampoline. I about got that thing together. And I've got a tripod. I've got a 42-foot tower, but I don't know if I'm going to put that tower up or not. That's a lot of work. But I've got a tripod I can mount on top of the house. and it would still be up about 40 or 45 feet. And I think that's the way I'm going to go. We just put it up on that tripod. Well, I'm going to have to wait till we get some more sunny days. According to the weatherman, we're supposed to have rain about every day for the next week up here. But I was surprised Christmas. There wasn't many fireworks going off up here, but we'll probably have them going off Friday night, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, right, Walt. Everybody around Lake Bowen loves to shoot off fireworks at the first of the year, but yeah, it is what it is. But you need any help with any of that stuff, you just throw a rock and hit the house, and I'll come over there and help you. You know, it depends on whether I'm at work or not, but I'll come over when I can.
The transmission went out in my daughter's Chevrolet truck, and I traded her my old 1990 Ford for her Chevrolet, and it's got that club cab on it, the three-door. Yeah, I gotta get a transmission for it. But the only thing I need to get now, I've got everything to put that tri-bander up. I got everything, but I'm gonna need about 50 feet of ground wire for that thing. So I'm not gonna put it up on top of the house and not ground it. But I've got all my, I got the coax, I got the wire that comes down for the control box and everything. And all I gotta do is put a ladder on the deck, out there on the back porch, on the back deck. And the house ain't got much of a slope to it. And I'd say it's about 8 foot off the deck. Get up there on top of the house, put that tripod up there. I still need to get some that tar to go under the tripod and on the bolts where I'm gonna screw it down. But I don't know, it'll probably be next month before I even fool with it. Main thing was getting it together and getting the elements spaced out right on it. Yeah, I've got the tripod sitting on the ground out there. And I'm going to go ahead and put the antenna on it and run the coax down here and make sure I've got the coax right in the middle of the phone band. And get that thing up. And that ground wire, it don't come cheap now. But I appreciate you offering the help. I may take you up on that if I can't get my... I got two buddies that owe me some money, and they swear they'll come over here and help me. But it'll probably work out. They don't want the money. They'll want me to buy them a case of two of beer, and they'll be drunk before they get the thing up. But I may call on you there, Chris. I appreciate the offer. You got anything else you want to say tonight?
Lord, I'll let you move on. I think you have Patrick in the waiting still, so I'll let you get to him. So, but I'll be around after the net if you still want to talk. This is KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.
Appreciate you sticking around and getting to talk to you again. See, who else have I got up? Yep, Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick, the Perry Penrose. What's on your mind, Patrick?
For HKX. Walt, I just wanted to tell you I was glad to hear you back calling the net. Been missing you on Tuesday nights, and I was going to hang around for the round table. I don't have to get up early in the morning, so it's a good night for me to hang out.
I had nobody say tonight they can stick around, but we'll see here as quick as I close the net down. But and that looks like you were the last one I had for comments. And I've got 56 check-ins tonight. That's pretty good. But, yeah, I'm glad to get back on here. people don't realize it, but once you get in here and get into the net, get to talking to the guys and the ladies, and you get to meet them face to face, it's just like it's your family. And man, I'd monitor the net if I could stay awake. Some of that medication I'd take, a couple of nights I was in bed sound asleep at 7:30. But they took me off, that doctor today, I had to go to a specialist, he took me off of a lot of it. And he said, I can't understand why the VA's got you taking this, and the ones you're taking this for is working against the ones you're taking for acid reflux, and it's going to cause acid reflux. He said, I'm taking you off of it, and come back in 10 days, and we'll see if you ain't feeling a whole lot better. I had that stroke 3 years ago this past September, where I had the stroke and fell and broke my neck. I had to put 6 plates back there. Before that, I was never sick, didn't take no medications. And now I am taking 17 different medications. Well, I was up till the day, I think I'm down to about 12 or 13 now. But that doctor I seen today, it wasn't at the VA. He said he could get me straightened out, and I got Medicare and well care, so going to the doctor is a whole lot better than going through the VA. The VA can't keep doctors now. And last time I went over there, I'd been seeing a nurse practitioner. Every time I went to a practitioner, and finally got to see a doctor, and he told me, said, the VA can't keep doctors on account of the vets. They said it's the veterans' fault. Said most of them was like me, that's old and grumpy, and it cuts them out, hit them with their walker, with their cane, and spit on them, and all kind of stuff. And he said, doctors ain't going to take that. So they just can't keep doctors, but they said it was on account of the grumpy old vets. So I'll go ahead and clear out here with you, Patrick, and hadn't got anybody else up. I'll see if I got any check-ins. And I'll close the net out and see if I got anybody for a round table. All right, I'm going to go back and check Echo Link right now. It looks like that's it for Echo Link. Have I missed anybody who wants to check in to the British Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net? Or anybody want to make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Walt, good to hear you back on the radio. Could you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim in Dacusville, and I'm just kind of in and out here.
You do that perfect. This is, that was K4. RAX Jim over in Dacusville. When I call his group out, he's usually the last one in that group, so I've got time to write Dacusville down in the book. And he may be the last one to check in tonight. He made number 57. Man, I got a good group checked in tonight. Appreciate you checking in, Jim. Anybody else out there want to check into the 2-meter net, please call K4OIM, or if you want to make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Now, KW4TW, Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Whiskey, Michael Gastonia.
KW4TW, Michael over in Gastonia. Michael, I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me. We hear every night with a different net control station each night. glad to have you check in as often as you can. And really appreciate you checking in. You got a good signal coming up to Mount Mitchell from Gastonia. I don't know what kind of radio or what kind of antenna you got, but that thing's just as clear as it can be. And again, I appreciate you checking in with tonight, Michael. Anybody else like to check in to Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society 2-meter net, please call K4OIM Renet Control. Station trying to check in. It looks like that's going to do it for tonight. At this time, I'll go ahead and send my net report in electronically. And hold on just a minute, and I'll send my net report in and close the net down. And then I'll call the roundtable in session. K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With my thanks for all that checked in tonight and being patient with me and coming back and giving your call signs and your name and location slowly and putting up with my slurred speech. But I'm just tickled to death to be back calling the net tonight. I really appreciate each and every one of you, and I hope all of you have a very happy new year. And I know I'll get to talk to some of you again during the day. So, at this time, I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s, good night, and God bless. K4OIM. Anybody out there for the round table?
Tim, this is KO4CEF. I'm still around.
For HKX, I'm still here, Walt.
JPQ here.
Well, see, I'm monitoring until I hear something that's a comment about.
KO4NUE's at, Mr. Chad. He's the one that usually has all the questions. Anybody got any questions out there they need answers to or something they want to talk about?
Tells the guy, that Chris that's over there in Liberty, I can't remember his call, but he's got a problem with his radio of some kind. I think I might know what it is, but judging from the fact he can bring this and up and this carrier squelch and the other one he was all trying to get into early has a tone on it. You remember his call sign?
KO4KLG. Kilo Oscar 4 Kilo Lima. I forgot what G is. Golf. Kilo Oscar 4 Kilo Lima Golf, Andy.
QLG, Walt. QLG, not K.
Chris, just by chance, KI4LZI.
KO4QLG.
Chad said earlier you was trying to check in on the 147.195 repeater earlier, sometime after 8, is that correct?
No, he must be talking about my other cousin who lives on the road here.
Can't keep them straight. One of them, whichever one of them it was, I thought it was him, but maybe not. They couldn't bring the 195 up, but just scratch it since it's the wrong cousin. Apparently, I got the wrong one, so anybody else with a problem or question, come on in here, because this ain't the right one, apparently. KI4LCI.
Yeah. If anybody's got any groups going for winter field day, I'm trying to figure out. I know we got a couple of us that were talking about it today, but I know it's. I've done the home part of it, but I think it'd be awesome to set up portable and do winter field day. Walt, or anybody else, y'all know anything?
LCI. Off to Anderson. Listening Club's going to do it this year or not, but prior to the past couple of years, the Anderson Group done win a field day for 2 or 3 years, they did. I don't know if they're going to do it this time, and due to the other stuff with this disease business, they didn't do it last year, but prior to that, they did. So you might check with the Anderson Rail Club and see if they're going to do it.
Wouldn't mind something a little bit closer to home.
You know anything else? That's the only thing I was aware of. KI4LCI.
KI4LCI. Do you hear a buzz in this radio come in?
When you first keyed down, I did, but it went away.
Do you know if the 865 repeater has an input tone? Years ago, I can't remember if it got tone or not.
The last time I tried that repeater, it was almost impossible for me to get into it, but when I did, back then it had a tone on it.
I don't know. I doubt I can get it here on this HT or something.
There's a location for it here, and someone I knew down there I used to know well, and I would occasionally try to check in, but even with everything I got, it was very erratic. But at the time, it had a tone on it. That's all I can tell you. KI4LCI.
Big deal. I just couldn't remember if it did or not.
Any questions, come on in here. KI4LCI.
Yeah, I'm looking in the repeater book here for the Lawrence repeater. I don't think they've got two down there. One of them is 146865 with a tone of 107.2. That's the only one they got for 2 meters, yeah. It's, well, let me see, I ain't got A's, not wearing glasses. Yeah, 146865 with a tone of 107.2. Damn.
I really do. Am I full quieting into the repeater here?
Noise on it. It's noticeable, but not hardly. K4OAM.
Okay, I'm doing all I can do with what I got.
That antenna and get it up. It'll help get you into this repeater. Whole lot better.
Thank you. But I done got too old to be climbing. You know what I mean?
I live under the repeater. I can, if I find the right spot with HT, I can get into it with a half a watt, but not everybody's that privy to this repeater, like I was saying about the Lawrence one. With everything I got, it's very sporadic. KI4LCI, for anybody that has any questions, put it out here on the tape.
Questions, but I ordered a TYT. Handheld. One's a new 10 watt one from Radio Deity. And that thing came in, I just took manually and programmed this repeater in. I've had this thing about 2 months and had to fool with it. But while I was been down with my throat, I took it up there in my bedroom and I turned it. I put this frequency in, and I put it on low power, I think, it was 5, 8, and 10 watts. I put it on low power and just turned it on, and I got up, went and done something, and I came back in there and was going to pick it up and see if I could hit this repeater on it, on low power, and that thing was so hot, I couldn't pick it up. I'm going to have to send it back to Radio Deity, I think. I mean, I wasn't transmitting, and that thing was so hot, it would burn your hand, Andy.
Answer that. The only TYT I got was given to me, and it's all UHF, analog, and DMR, and it was given to me. Got any ideas, Larry? KI4LZI.
JBQ, I think you've got the right answer there, Walt. It has to be returned. That's not functioning as it should. KK4JBQ.
It'll get hot if you keep it keyed down for a while. I hadn't even keyed the thing down. It was just sitting there in the base, turned on to this frequency. So I'm going to try it. It came with two rubber ducts, a short one and one about 18 inches long, I guess. And I had the long one screwed into it. And when I reached that, I thought it shocked me because it was like an RF burn, but the whole thing, I mean, was red hot. I'm just going to box it up and send it back to Radio Deity.
Solid night there. I'm flying a little low. So enjoyed it. Talk to you next time. K4WFU out.
In the charger when you did that?
KO4CS.
I didn't have the charger plugged in. It's just the radio by itself sitting there. And I had it down here yesterday and turned it on. I had it just sitting here on the desk. And had it on about 5 minutes and reached over and got it. And it was red hot again. And it wasn't even sitting in the charger base then. I don't know, the red light didn't come on it. I thought it might have been a relay or something stuck in it. It might have been transmitting, but I turned my 2 meter on here on the shelf that I'm talking on now, and it wasn't transmitting. It just got hot sitting there on receive. I'll give them a call tomorrow and let them know I'm going to ship the thing back to them. I think I paid close to $89 for it, but I didn't want to get another bow thing. But from what I've been reading on the internet, the bow thing and the Watson and the TYTs and I believe they included any tone in there. All of them to make bow things. I don't know if that's true or not, but I was reading it on one of the reviews on QRZ that all of them was made by bow things.
Far from the truth in all honesty, but they definitely all use some of the same software because, I mean, it don't sound much different. But I hadn't had any issues out of my TYT. I've got the one that does the DMR. It's sitting here next to me scanning the channels, and I hadn't had any issues out of it. And I just checked it. It's not hot just sitting here, so I don't know. I would definitely send that one back.
Tell CI not that it applies to this here that I'm reading news of both things straight out. QST has got something on the both things GT-5R dual band transceiver where they done a kind of a background check on it, but to that, and if, I don't know if it applies or not. All these HTs like this primarily are made in China by some manufacturer in China, and this day and time, there's a zillion of them.
I heard anything about Kenwood going out of radio business. I heard these guys on 40 meters the other day said that Kenwood was getting out of amateur radio and just going to stick with home and car stereos that they was getting out of the amateur radios. I hate to see them go. Kenwood's always had good audio on them.
KI4LCI. Funny, Andy. I had not heard about Kenwood leaving the amateur market.
QST about it anyway.
KO4HKX, I have heard about that, and if you look around, their radios are really hard to find in stock because of it.
What bands are totally out of it? KI4LCI.
Out now, they're just selling what stock they have, so you might want to do a little research, more research on it. But that's what I heard when I bought my Kenwood mobile unit that I have in the truck.
I wasn't aware of that. I'm glad I don't own any Kenwood stuff, because I always, over the years, thought good about everybody on the TS-2000, and now that they're going totally out, any of these Kenwoods here in the mirror period for so many years, going to be hard to find a part for. KI4LCI.
Talking about it, said that they knew people that had them, and instead of listing them on QRZ for sale or QTH for sale, they were parting them out and said they could get 5 or 6 times what the radio was worth, complete and working. They could get 5 to 10 times as much out of them by parting them out. Parts gonna be hard to find for them. I know that if they completely out. I've got what model this one is. I've got that. I got in multiple trucks, but it's a straight 2 meter. All mode, upper and lower sideband, CW, and all of that. But I love that old radio. But the rest of my stuff here is all Yaesu. I hate to see Kenwood go out of business. It's like Tintec. I hate to see them go. K4OIN. Somebody else picked it up.
Wasn't your mobile a Kenwood of some kind?
Yes, sir. I have a mobile Kenwood.
You saying that at some point in time?
It was mine. I don't tax it at all. I used to be in the car a lot more than I am now. So it should last me just fine. KK4 JBQ.
I got you for VHF, UHF. This is 8900. I got a 2400H and an 1802M. And rest of the stuff is ICOM stuff. So other than real ancient stuff, where there's a realistic 202 and stuff, 404. I always, like I said, thought highly of that 2000, but this all does play out as what we're hearing about. They're gone. KI4LCI.
3 of the TS-440S, and they were all real good radios. strange what happened to them. Two of them got hit by lightning. First one that got hit was when I was working down at Greenwood on Highway 72. Lightning took out everything in my station. I had it all unplugged, coax undone, and flung out the window, and lightning hit the phone line. It came in the phone line into my computer, and then from the computer into my radio, took out the TV, the refrigerator, everything. And then, I think about 2 years ago, I was living over here on, I can't think of the name of that road, right before we moved here. You might have remembered me talking about it. lightning got me over there and took out that Kenwood. But, the 440s was always, I always thought they were great little radios. Matter of fact, I just about swapped this 950 I got for one of them, but I gotta get this manual out for this 950, this thing. Man, it's got so many menus in it, it's unreal. But, I love this old 950. I guess this one's gonna last me a lifetime. But, yeah, I just hate to hear Kenwood going out. I'm glad, you come back in there and Patrick and heard you. It, heard it too. So, yeah, Larry, I was, tickled to death the other night when, Donna checked y'all in. That surprised me. When she threw the call sign out there, I was sitting there, I said, I heard that call sign before, and then she said, Donna, and then she said, my husband, and, I believe it was last Tuesday night when Anna called the net for me, and she missed her call. He had to come back and give it to her, but, she needs to get back on here and, check in more often. KK4, JBQ, K4, OIM.
JBQ. Well, I think, yeah, she did that on Tuesday night when Anna was calling for you. And then again on, what was it, Friday night? And, who was calling the net? Well, anyway, Chad had made a special request that Donna check us in again. It's what he wanted from us as a Christmas present. So, I don't know if you listened on Christmas Eve. Oh, this was Wendy calling, yes. So Wendy called Annette on Christmas Eve. I remember that because of the night before Christmas that she read. A really excellent rendition. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, K4OIM. Yeah, I had took my Yaesu handheld up to the house Christmas Eve. I had my daughter and my granddaughter and her husband and a little 6-year-old grandson. Well, he'll be 6 in about 2 months. And was listening to the net. And after Wendy did the night before Christmas, my grandson looked at me and said, Papa, can you rewind that and replay it again? I said, baby, this ain't a recording. She was reading in person, but he wanted to hear it again. KK4JBQ, K4OIM.
It was my hope that some children were listening in, and I'm glad that you confirmed that. Yeah, Children's Day, well, maybe they just assumed that everything is recorded and you could replay it. Well, but it was live, and it was mighty good. This is the second year she's done that. And I hope she keeps that tradition up. KK4JBQ.
You were last year when she called the net. I believe that's when Robert was the net manager a year ago, wasn't he?
WRARW, I know who you're talking about. KI4LCI.
I done checked into the net, and Wendy checked in, and I believe Robert was the net manager back then, and she asked Robert if she could get permission to read the story about the night before Christmas after all the check-ins, and I was there when she done it the first night. I think I heard you say you recorded it. I think I'll record it next year. Yeah, so I can play it back for my grandson. K4OIM, somebody else pick it up.
Curiosity. You ever want to talk to WR8RW still on the radio? Go over to 145.47, tone 91.5 during the GSP Regional Skype one there. At 7:30 on Tuesday and Thursday, he checks in there almost every time, and you can catch him there if you ever want to. KI4LZI.
I appreciate that. I'll do that. he usually comes to the Greer meeting, and I see him up there and get to talk to us. But I didn't know his with the sky warning net. Yeah, I'll check him out. And I've got his phone number around here somewhere in one of my phones. So. Somebody will pick it up, K4OIM.
KI4LZI.
04HKX. I was just sitting here trying to do some research on to see if Kenwood was really getting out. And nobody knew for sure, but I can't find anything that's definite on that on the internet anywhere either. So I don't know what to say about it. I just know you can't find it, and I've been hearing rumors about it. But apparently it looks like it's been going on for a while.
Old radio and QST, you find out about all kinds of companies that has went under over the decades that used to be in the amateur radio market that's no longer here now today. KI4LZI.
I don't know. I like to go off what I read and what I hear, but I don't know what to say on that. Maybe somebody can find out something sooner or later. And it may just take a phone call and find out and just flat out ask them.
Yeah, 4LZI. Andy, K4OIM. You know, I've been waiting on those recap kits for four different radios I got tore down. I've been waiting 5 months. I finally got them 2 days before Christmas. And every one of them, all four of them, were the wrong kits. And I called Hayseed, and they told me they was sorry, and they checked, and they didn't have what I was looking for, but they refunded my money and put it back in the bank and told me just to keep the capacitors that they sent me. And then I called Radio Boulevard, and they can't get a hold of them. So I'm just going to put these four radios back in the cabinet and wait till, I guess, they get some of them cargo containers unloaded and try again from somebody. But it seems like nobody's got the capacitors I need.
What's the guy? When was the last time those people at Nevada Radio Boulevard was able to get a hold of? Did they give you any idea when they was last able to?
The shipping is right now. It might be 3 or 4 months. And I've been ordering from Hayseed, and I'd get them within 7 to 10 days. And this time it took 5 months. And all four of them was the wrong kits. And a couple of the can capacitors, one for the that Holocraft or SX-99, that one can capacitor in it was $35. And each kit I ordered had a can capacitor in it. And they were all the wrong value. But, and I can't switch them around. I'm thinking about J just trying to find some electrolytic capacitors and combine them and put them in there and just leave the can in there, disconnect everything from it, just leave the can in there so it'd be original. I hate to do that because when I put them back together, I want them to be original as they came from the factory. I've got two Autocrafters tore down and a Lafayette and what else is it? Two Lafayettes and two Autocrafters sitting here out of the cabinet. And I was going to go ahead and take the face off of them and clean them up. And I done cleaned all the variable capacitors and all the switches in them, but just waiting on capacitors. I got a bunch of used ones back there, but I ain't going to go through that. I'll just wait and get new ones. So they ain't eating nothing, and they belong to me. I don't have nobody waiting on me to get them fixed and get them back to them, so, and I darn sure ain't going to sell them. So that's that, K4OIM.